The trouble with fake moustaches, Lady India Rochester was discovering, was that they had an alarming propensity to come unstuck, especially when the lady wearing the clever disguise happened to be perspiring, and most definitely when the lady was perspiring because she was currently committing at least 4 crimes in a daring attempt to infiltrate the all-male society of antiquaries. The porter scrutinized her card, his ponderous jowls drooping as he frowned.
"Mr. Pomeroy?"
"That's right."
Indy cleared her throat, dropping her voice a half octave for good measure. She smoothed down her moustache, praying that the adhesive paste held.
"My uncle, Lord Pomeroy, is excavating near Rome and sent me in his stead."
"Highly irregular."
"Is it really?"
Indy shrugged, feigning a nonchalance she was far from feeling.
"Well, I don't want to attend the meeting, bound to be a yawning bore, what? But I did promise the old boy I'd send him notes. Do let me in, there's a good fellow, and I'll promise not to snore too loudly from the back bench."
The man wasn't budging. Apparently, he'd been hired by the antiquaries because of an abundance of caution and an utter lack of humour. Frustration pulsed through her mind. She must pass through this door. They'd left her no choice but subterfuge. She had as much right as any to study the Rosetta Stone at close quarters before it was moved back to the British Museum for public display, always to be surrounded by onlookers and guards. The stone was the key to unlocking the mysteries and secrets of hieroglyphics, the difficult-to-decipher written language of the ancient Egyptians. It bore 3 columns of the same inscription, each in a different language: Greek, Egyptian script, and hieroglyphics. She'd spent much of the last 2 years on archaeological expeditions and needed to view the script on the stone to corroborate her translation of a text that she believed could lead her to one of archaeology's greatest prizes, the burial place of Cleopatra and Mark Antony. Even thinking about it quickened her pulse. If she located Cleopatra's tomb, the men couldn't laugh at her anymore. They couldn't exclude her from their societies and dismiss her work. Even the famous antiquarian, the Duke of Ravenwood, her former best friend and current enemy, wouldn't be able to ignore her achievements. Indy had made it her life's work to study the powerful, influential women who had helped shape history. Her shoulders tensed, thinking of the way Ravenwood had publicly challenged her theories on the female gender of the ancient pharaoh Hatshepsut. "Shrug it off. Don't let thoughts of Ravenwood destroy your dilettante disguise." The scandal sheets called her Lady Danger. She'd survived multiple knife attacks, venomous snake bites, and the lady patronesses of Almax. One overzealous porter was child's play.
"Now, see here, I don't like this delay one bit."
She infused her voice with aristocratic disdain.
"Sir Malcolm will surely hear of your insolence. Uncle sent word that I was coming."
A letter she'd forged, yet another punishable offence. Her own father was dead, and her brother was now the powerful Duke of Banksford. But even he might not be able to save her if she were arrested today. Men tended to take their rules very seriously, especially the ones that kept women submissive, subservient, and on the wrong side of doors.
"Wait here, sir."
The porter disappeared into the arched doorway of Somerset House, leaving Indy standing on the strand. Carriages rattled past. A man attempted to herd sheep across the avenue. A rat-trap vendor demonstrated his wares by shaking cages filled with live rats in the startled faces of passers-by. Had the porter noticed something odd about her appearance? A quick check of her makeshift whiskers assured her the paste was holding, for now.